Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered together this morning to observe Independence Day. We think it particularly apropos that this observance is scheduled here on the steps of the Truman Library, which only 2 years ago, day after tomorrow, was formally dedicated. And we certainly appreciate those of you who have come to this observance today. We'd like to ask the Reverend W. Wallace Smith, President of the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints, to invoke our Lord's blessing upon this assembly.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the faculty of remembrance which makes the memory of what this bell represents meaningful to us. It is a faithful replica of the original bell which rung out in recognition of the freedom of a people dedicated to the preservation of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We are grateful also for our heritage and for our ancestry who recognized the right of individual determination in matters of religion and state. For these and other reasons, we welcome an opportunity to participate in a ceremony which recognizes by its symbolism this and other inalienable rights which inure to us by right of citizenship in this great nation under God. We pray that we may be true to our trust, that we shall not let any conscious act of ours separate us from this sacred trust nor from thee. Dear Heavenly Father, may thy rich grace impart hope to all who seek freedom within the bounds of our land, in harmony with the best tradition of this nation. May thy peace abound in the hearts of all who by right of birth or by choice are citizens of this great freedom-loving nation. And may we always remember thee and seek thy face, not only in times of need, but in times of rejoicing. We pray that thy spirit may be in our midst to bless each individual participating in the ceremonies of this day. Bless Mr. Truman as he speaks to us with insight and perception of the nuances of the occasion. His leadership during his term of office as President of the United States stands as evidence of his concern for what this bell and this day stand for. May we never do anything or allow anything to be done to destroy our beliefs in this great nation and the things for which it stands. We pray that thy great influence may spread throughout the world and that peace in its truest and noblest sense will become an enduring reality. To this end, I offer this prayer in behalf of those who are assembled today, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This morning we are gathered here to observe the celebration of Independence Day. It was in 1776, on July 4th, at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that the bell, later to be known as the Liberty Bell, rang out from the State House belfry to proclaim the signing of the Declaration of Independence by the colonies. We meet today to restore our faith in this country and the ideals of freedom that it traditionally represents. In those early days, freedom of thought and of living was a little-known commodity. On this day, 185 years ago, the idea of democratic government was initiated, later to be reflected in France and the other free countries throughout the world. The bell which you will hear ring today is an exact duplicate of the original bell now resting in Independence Hall. The original bell was cast in England but cracked when its tone was being tested. It was recast by Pass and Snow of Philadelphia and was finally hung in the State House Tower on June 7, 1753. And on its side, quite appropriately, the following quotation, because of the role that it was to play in the history of this country. For on the side of that bell was this inscription: proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And that is a quotation from the Bible, Leviticus 25:10. And the bell we are rededicating today was originally, in 1950, presented to the people of Independence, Missouri, by the people of Annecy-le-Vieux, France. For the past few years has been on the memorial building lawn in Independence. Today we are reaffirming our faith in democracy and rededicating this symbol of that faith as it finds its permanent resting place on the grounds of our beautiful Truman Library. It is particularly appropriate that this observance be held today, as 2 years ago, on July 6, 1957, the Harry S. Truman Library was dedicated from these very steps. As a part of this ceremony, we will lower the old 48-star flag of the United States and hoist the 49-star ensign in observance of the admission of Alaska as the 49th state. The American Legion Band will now play the Star-Spangled Banner, the national anthem. Sergeant William Story, the chief of the Library Guard, assisted by staff members of the Guard, will lower the colors, and the new official flag will then be raised, and the band will play the Stars and Stripes Forever. I will ask Sergeant Story and his escort now to proceed to the flagpole for the purpose of lowering the 48-star flag. When the flag begins to lower, then the American Legion Band will play the Star-Spangled Banner. Independence Bond Drive, some 53 Liberty Bell reproductions were cast at Annecy-les-Vieux, France, by the George Paccard Foundry. At the conclusion of the successful drive, the people of Annecy, recognizing the historic significance of freedom so dear to the people of France, the bell we're dedicating today was then presented, because of this, by the people of Annecy, to President Truman and the people of Independence, Missouri. Before the French consul, Mr. Broer Unge, speaks to us this morning, on behalf of the mayor of Annecy-les-Vieux, I would like for the American Legion Band, whom we are indebted for our music this morning, under the direction of Dr. Otis Mumaugh, to play as Mrs. L.V. Satterfield sings in French the national anthem of France, La Marseillaise. Speaking for the people of France, the French consul in our area, Mr. Broer Unge. Mr. Unge.
Mr. President, Mayor of Independence, President Smith, guests, and ladies and gentlemen. By instructions from the President of France, General Charles de Gaulle, I have been asked to represent the mayor of the city Annecy-le-Vieux. As you know, Annecy-le-Vieux is a small city in the province of Savoy, or Haute-Savoie. It is best known for its bell foundry. For that reason, the city decided to send these bells to this country as an appreciation for what the United States has done for France and for Annecy. Mr. Mayor, may I therefore present this bell to you. It is a very little small token to those who have done so much. Alors, Monsieur le Maire, je vous prie d'accepter cette cloche comme une reconnaissance de le peuple de France pour tout que vous avez fait, Monsieur le Maire.
President, distinguished guests, this is an honor and a privilege. Several years ago, when this bell was presented to the City of Independence by the citizens of Annecy, France, we had a very large meeting in which the President of the United States was president, our most distinguished citizen. And Independence was signally honored by having this bell presented to him as the home of President Truman, and also because of the name of Independence, of which France is very proud. And on behalf of the City of Independence, in the absence of Mayor Sermon, I am pleased to accept this bell. And now it is with great deal of pleasure that I turn it over to the custody of the United States government, Dr. Phillips Brooks, who will receive it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to accept this bell on behalf of the Truman Library and the United States government. It is a token of the principles of democracy that we endeavor to portray at this library. It is a symbol of respect for former President Truman. And now it is a token of the cooperation that always exists between the Truman Library and the City of Independence. It makes a nice contribution to our grounds. You can be sure that it will be seen and enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people through the years. Thank you very much indeed.
It would be impossible in the limited time we have available to us to introduce the representatives of the many civic organizations and municipalities that we have with us in our audience today. I do feel it quite apropos, though, that we should introduce Congressman William Randall. Congressman Randall. Mayor Sermon this morning was represented by Mayor Pro Tem Rennick Jones when Mayor Sermon found it at the last minute impossible to be here. The representatives of the Boy and Girl Scouts of America, the Independence troops, will now ring the Liberty Bell 13 times in honor of the original 13 colonies. The bell is located on this side of the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
The bell will remain permanently on exhibit here. However, Dr. Brooks has assured me that he's going to take off the rope that is now on the clapper so that the folks around in the vicinity will not be awakened sometime in the middle of the night. It is my pleasure and privilege at this time to present the former President of the United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Be seated. Mr. Chairman Randall Jesse, the Honorable Mayor of Independence, the Honorable Consul from the Great Republic of France, and all these distinguished guests and organizations, you know what a pleasure it is to me to again be present at the presentation of this model of the Liberty Bell, which was cast in France. And I hope, Mr. Consul, that you will express the appreciation of this library and of me personally to the President of France for his cooperation in this ceremony today. We please also express the appreciation of all of us, again, to the mayor of the city which cast this bell and which cast the 52 other bells for the various states and territories of the United States. That is a project that is engineered by the then Secretary of the Treasury, John W. Snyder, who felt that in this bond drive, which was to meet the situation which had been carried on in Korea, that some distinguishing mark should be established in every state to show exactly what it meant. You couldn't have anything better than this Liberty Bell with that verse from Leviticus, which says, ring out freedom to all the world. Now that was nearly 1700 years before the Christian era that statement was made. And it's been carried on ever since by those who love liberty. The American Revolution and the French Revolution and various other revolutions which have been carried on, some of them peaceably, some of them with the spilling of blood, have been the result of the theories that came to us in the establishment of liberty throughout the world. It's not yet finished. I'm sincerely hoping that we'll have an opportunity one of these days to ring that bell once again and fire a 101-gun salute to that flag when it's raised at that time, when the end of the Cold War comes, which it will eventually. Can't help but come because communication and organization. We'll establish that fact. And when it does come, we can have just as great celebration as our forefathers did in Philadelphia when the Declaration of Independence was proclaimed. That was only a start. It was in 1789 when he adopted the form of government which we have now. And I'm bragging a little when I say it's the oldest form of a government in continuous existence in the world today. And it's going to continue from now on because it's the greatest government the sun has ever shone upon. And we owe some of that to the establishment of liberty under Leviticus and to the establishment of liberty in the great Republic of France, which helped us at the time when we needed it sorely to become the republic which we are today.